The Stock Exchange. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. What is a stock exchange? A stock exchange is an organization that provides technology and services for the buying and selling of shares in companies. The stock exchange itself does not buy or sell shares in companies. Instead, it helps people and companies who wish to trade shares. It does this by listing the share prices for people or companies wanting to buy or sell shares. If an agreed price can be reached, the trade goes ahead. As well as helping buyers and sellers of shares get together, the stock exchange has several other roles. These are to keep an eye on the financial state of companies, to make sure companies are telling the truth about their business situation, to help companies raise money to expand their business, to provide information to governments that helps them make economic decisions. Most countries in the world have a stock exchange to oversee the buying and selling of company shares. Chapter 2. Buying and Selling. When people buy shares in a company, they own a part of that company. This means that when a company makes a profit, these people receive part of that profit. The amount each person receives depends on the amount of shares they have. For example, a company may be divided into 1 million shares. If a person buys 1,000 shares, they have a 1,000th share of the whole company. So for every $1,000 that the company makes in profits, the shareholder receives $1. A company's share price changes all the time. This is because this price depends on the value of the company. When a company is making a lot of money and doing well, its share price will increase for two reasons. First, the value of the company is increasing. And second, the number of people who want to buy shares in that company will increase. When a company is not making a lot of money and not doing well, its share price will fall because the value of the company is falling, and fewer people will want to buy shares in the company. The stock exchange brings buyers and sellers together. A person who wants to buy shares in a company needs to find someone willing to sell their shares in that company, and they have to agree on a price. For example, a person may want to buy 100 shares in a company at $1 a share, but the only person willing to sell 100 shares may want $1.10 for each share. The buyer may then offer $1.05 for each share, and the seller may or may not accept. If the seller doesn't accept this new deal, the buyer has three alternatives. They are to pay what the seller wants, to wait until another seller enters the market, to look for another company to buy shares in. A stock exchange has a physical location, but advances in technology mean that a great deal of trading is done using computers and the internet. Buyers and sellers don't need to meet face to face. However, until this technology was available, trading took place on the floor of a stock exchange. This was known as the trading floor. It was similar to a crowded marketplace, with people haggling over the price of the goods on sale. Today, technology lets traders deal in shares 24 hours a day through major trading centers around the world. Some people call it chasing the sun because the traders follow the sun as it moves around the world. Chapter 3. Regulatory Role. The stock exchange has a regulatory role to play in a country's business affairs. This means it has the power to make sure business is carried out in a particular way. The stock exchange ensures companies carry out business in a particular way by providing the public with accurate information about their business and their financial situation. The stock exchange make sure these public companies publish a report once a year. This is called an annual report. The stock exchange also makes sure business is carried out in a particular way by stopping the trading of a company's shares if it believes the company is keeping something from the public. When a company has a major announcement to make, the takeover of a competitor, or a change to the profit they expect to make, the company has to inform the stock exchange in advance. The stock exchange then stops trading until the announcement is made. This is to stop people with inside information making a profit because they know something that the public doesn't know. Making a profit in this way is called insider trading and is illegal. Chapter 4. Raising money. The stock exchange can help companies that need to raise money to expand their business interests. If a company isn't already listed on the stock exchange, it can become a listed company. Companies that aren't listed on the stock exchange can't trade shares in their company. When a company is listed, the owners of the company can sell part of their company through the issuing of shares. The owners may lose total ownership of their company, but they gain the extra money they need. Companies already listed can get permission to issue extra shares in order to raise extra money. Chapter 5. Helping governments. Stock exchanges help governments in an indirect way. Governments can get an accurate picture of the state of the economy through the rise and fall in share prices. Rising share prices indicate a strong economy because people are happy to invest their money in companies. Falling share prices indicate that companies are struggling to make profits. Governments can change the way they are running the country if they don't like the way share prices are going up or down.